Time to Die, written by Caroline Mitchell and read by Emma Newman.
Chapter 1. Bert.
Please don't hurt me.
Mother's voice rang in his ears as Bert drove through the inky, rain-drenched streets. The wipers of the rusty orange van whipped back and forth like a metronome, conducting his thoughts into a symphony of torment.
Please, Bertram, don't.
Bert turned up the radio to drown out the memory. It blended in a mind crowded with dark thoughts, surfacing as the maddening itch that threatened the remains of his sanity. He swore as the Volkswagen hit a pothole and jolted him in his seat. The moonless sky did little to ease his journey, and he peered through the rain-streaked windscreen at the road sign ahead. Haven. Bert bared his teeth in a sharp smile. It was almost biblical. The exhaust pipe of his van belched out a plume of smoke before shuddering into submission in the rear car park of the Cherry Tree Pub. Bert threw off the seatbelt that had long since lost its elasticity and wrenched the handbrake as far as it would go. Giving himself one last glance in the rearview mirror, he nodded in silent affirmation before throwing open the van door. Clamping a hand over his black fedora hat, he ran to the pub as the rain beat into his back, his long black trench coat flapping open. The sweet smell of damp logs rose from the open fire, and he shook his foot to dispel the water trickling through the hole in his shoe. At least the place was warm. The early spring evening had brought a biting chill to the air. He shoved the van keys deep into his pocket, shuddering at the thought of returning to the cold metal tomb. It was a poor comparison to his warm bed at home, but he couldn't go back. Not now. His small flint eyes slid over the patrons in the low-beamed pub. A disinterested-looking couple sat beside the log fire, their fingers pecking at their iPhones in the absence of conversation. His gaze moved to the bar, where a well-padded man in a navy suit sat staring into his pint. A thought snaked into Bert's consciousness. He's the one. Shaking the rain from his hat, Bert dragged a metal comb through his damp wisps of silver hair. He rifled for change in his worn suit pocket and ordered a pint of Guinness, dropping an array of coins on the dusky wooden bar. The barman curled his fat fingers over the 5 and 10 pence pieces, his lips moving silently as he counted them into the till. But Bert was not interested in him. He was focused on the man at the bar. His heart cranked up a notch at the thought of what lay ahead, and he left his pint to rest. 5 minutes. He needed 5 minutes to steady himself, and then he would begin. The stench of piss and cigarette stubs rose from the men's toilets, and he gripped the corners of the ceramic sink as he drew upon his reserves of strength. Staring in the mirror, he sought out his power. It lay in the darkness behind his eyes, sank deep in their sockets. "It will be done," he whispered, a twisted smile playing on his lips. He returned to find Suit Man half asleep, his fleshy cheeks pressing through open fingers as he leaned into his hands. Bert sank back mouthfuls of Guinness, savoring the creamy black liquid as it hit the back of his throat. Satiated, he rifled in his pocket for his battered deck of tarot cards. An unlikely tool to initiate the death of another, but for Bert, therein lay the appeal. "What you got there, buddy?" Suitman said, the trace of an American accent on his lips. Bert's lips narrowed in a smile as he patted the deck of cards in front of him. "These, my friend, can predict your future." Suitman snickered before raising the whiskey chaser to his lips and knocking it back. "Excuse me, can I order another round and a Guinness for my compadre here?"